recording has started.
Wonderful. Olga, would you like just a quick roll call?
Yeah, please.
Sorry. Happy New Year to you all, to those who we haven't spoken to yet. On today's call, we've got Jamie Wagner, we've got Olga Cavalli, Chuck Gomes. From staff, we have Ken Bauer, Linda Saint-Géry, Liz Gaster, Rob Hogarth, and myself, Gisela Gruber-White. And we have apologies from Adrian Kinderis. Thank you. Over to you, Olga.
Thank you very much, Gisela, and Happy New Year to all of you.
Excuse me.
Can you hear me?
Oh, okay.
I didn't see Liz,
but now she entered in the Adobe Connect.
Oh, she's there. It's Jamie, Gisela, Chuck, Ken, and Olga. Great. Thank you, Ken, for your email. Just been reviewing it this past half an hour. And why don't you help us going through the agenda, as you were the one so kind to provide it, and you have been so active in preparing all the documents and all our procedures. Perhaps you can lead the review of the agenda, and we can send our comments as we go by.
I'd be happy to. Thank you. Well, all right. What I just for the sake of simplicity, I'm not an expert in this Adobe Connect yet. I'm still learning. I was trying to put the agenda up on a whiteboard, but I don't have the text fluency. I'm not sure exactly how that works. So maybe we can just refer to the email, and I'll read the items off. What I had thought we might do is use this particular call as a way to take stock of what we have done, sort of go through and make sure that up at least to this point that we're satisfied with what we have been doing. There's a couple of open questions that we need to resolve that have to do with definitions and have to do with, the project list and some other. So I thought maybe we'd just go right through from the top to the bottom, and I kind of tried to lay out all of the things that we have done and just ask some general questions that we can take up one at a time here. So the first thing I thought we would do is just to really quickly recall that we set out some objectives for this team in terms of what the ultimate process should do. We wanted to make sure the process that we finally select and recommend is user-friendly, unambiguous, and straightforward to execute, produces realistic outputs that will enable the council to make effective prioritization decisions, and is structured not only as a one-time exercise, but also considers the inclusion of new projects as they are proposed in the future. Maybe the only question that needs to be asked here, do we still think those are good goals for us to have? Do we need to modify those at all? It may be a bit premature to answer at least the second one, because we haven't really reached that step yet in terms of whether or not the process will produce good prioritization decisions, or at least leave that open.
Ken, this is Olga. I think I agree with you that the second one will be, we will know about it when the time comes, when we use the methodology. But in general, I think this is what we proposed as our objective. Yes.
Okay.
I agree.
Anyone else?
Agree.
Okay. Any other discussion on the goals?
It's Liz. I just want to add that, you know, we do want to think about how we can kind of get this to the point where we can, if we're going to test it with the red team, do that, even if it means we maybe keep working on nuances while the initial piece gets tested. That might be a way to proceed to just, get it to the next step. So be thinking, maybe we should be thinking about how to, in addition to just quickly going through these questions, how we can, move this to the next step of testing.
Sorry, Liz, I didn't get you completely. You're suggesting to add a new objective?
No, not at all. I just was thinking about whether, at some point we have some details here that we're still considering, but we might. If we get it to the point where we think it can be tested by the red team, even if it's imperfect, and we still want to use that approach of Adrian and a small red team, we might want to have them begin to test it even while we're working out some details. That's my only point. That's just a suggestion.
This is Olga. I think that you made a good point, but it's, in my modest opinion, it's included in the second one. Producing realistic outputs, having a red theme could be part of the realistic output.
Very good. Thanks.
This is Ken again. If there's no other discussion on the goals, then we just keep them in the back of our minds as we go through it. I suggested maybe the first thing that we might do is to confirm the project list and the requirements. Just go back over some things that we've already done and make sure we still feel the same way. So what I've done in the Adobe room is I've put up the current document, which happens to be KBV2, which is the sort of consolidated 15 projects and the short descriptions. And I'll just page through here a little bit. Hopefully you all remember that we created an active projects table of 15 that were going to be rated, and then we created another table of projects that we took out of the total list, right? So if we think of the GNSO as having 15 and 21 or 22 projects, not all of them did we think should be part of this rating and prioritization exercise. So we put those in Table 2 so that we wouldn't forget them, and we also labeled them, categorized them as to why we took them out of the list. And I just want to review that real quick, make sure everybody's still okay with that approach. Are there other categorizations that we need to have? Are we still comfortable with that approach?
Can I comment?
Sure, Jamie, go ahead.
During our conversations, last call and our exchange of emails last week, I raised the question of the implementation project. And I asked if there was any project that was already in running. Because I think implementation projects will be very costly in terms of resource consumption from staff. And I think if this is true, they should be considered in our list.
And I think that's covered later in the agenda, is it not?
In fact, it's in the same section, Chuck. So the questions that I had posed was, is the format acceptable, the way we've structured this document? I mean, because at some point we're going to, as Liz is sort of saying, at some point we're going to turn this loose and give it to people and say, this is it, right? And so all I thought we would do in our assessment call is to go back over the things we've done and make sure we still feel the same way we do it. Because as we move through the process, you know, we have gone back and looked at things and said, that wasn't so good. We fixed that. And so this is a sort of an attempt to be exhaustive about what we've done. In that list of things that relate to the project list, I did also cite this question about should implementation-only projects be included? And if so, it seems like there's a bunch of other questions we need to ask, like does an implementation-only project should it also be evaluated on a two-dimensional scale? Do the same X and Y definitions apply? Are there other considerations? Are all the other modeling and rating elements that we've already decided, do they apply as well to an implementation-only project as they do to what we've already considered? So we can certainly take that up now and just return to these other questions that I asked as to whether the format and the approach and the categorizations, the list, are we satisfied that the 15 should remain exactly as it is? Do we want to take any off? When would we make that decision? Do we want to wait a few weeks and then revisit that question? Those are some of the things that I think might apply to the list and the document that describes the list of projects.
Well, one simple response to that is that we will certainly have to revisit the list just before finalization, because depending on when this approach is finalized for recommending to the council, there could be other projects added at that time. There's one under consideration now. That's the registrar separation issue, where on the 28th the council will need to act on whether to initiate a PDP there.
Okay. Any other thoughts about that? What we decided prior to now is that and I've got this flashed up on the screen. There were essentially three cases for something to not be on the list. One is that it's inactive with the community. The second was that the council has only a monitoring obligation and not a real work task with it. And then the third was it's just not a GNSO project. It hasn't either come, this perhaps is the category that Chuck's referring to, a new project may emerge and then become a project, which is not as we speak today. Are we still satisfied with those categories?
Are you saying, Ken, that an implementation-only project would fit in the category 3, not a GNSO project?
That's a question that I don't think we've actually undertaken yet. We've had some list discussion. We had some discussion on our rating session last time. What I was trying to do was let's look at the project list and ask ourselves some real simple questions first. And if we're satisfied so far, then I think what we do have to have this meaty discussion about whether or not we should add a new category of implementation-only projects and what that means. And I was just hoping we could take some of the easier questions first and knock them out.
Okay. So for the easy ones.
So how do we feel about the list, the table, the descriptions, the way we've organized it, the categorizations we've used at least thus far? And Chuck has already suggested that we would, just before we would go to press, with whether it's a red team or whether it's the council, we would ask ourselves, okay, are any other projects need to be added, and are there any that need to change categories from where they are today to Table 1, Table 2? How about all the rest of that stuff, the sort of formatting and descriptive stuff?
Well, this is indeed an easy question and an easy answer. How do I feel? I feel good. I feel it's perfect for me. It's okay for me.
Anybody else?
I agree.
For me, it's okay. I agree.
Super. All right. Then with the group's permission, I mean, this is a pretty substantial question, which is how do we define the boundaries on what constitutes the project? And this is going to relate to the definitions as well, right? Because if we say that the project starts when it gets on the list, and we have some rules about how a project gets on the list, the question is, when does it come off the list? When is it done? What are we going to consider finished? And what's that demarcation? And if we're going to say the demarcation is the start, the recommendation, final recommendation to the council from the work team / work group that produced it, that's the end. We can certainly put that as a stake in the ground. Or we could say, no, it's not there. It's all the way when it's finally implemented and tested and evaluated and completely done. Or we could say, well, it's going to end, part one's going to end where the recommendation is produced, and then we're going to set up a whole new project, and we're going to call it implementation only, and we'll add those. The question, if we decide to do that, what does that really mean in terms of the whole modeling process and the rating and ranking and so forth?
Ken, this is Olga. I would suggest that once we decide or we work and finalize the stages that we are going through in this working team, we present a certain methodology to the GNSO, and then we start a whole new trial period with all the GNSOs. And then the team could review again how the dynamic of this prioritization work is how it is functioning, and perhaps we can review it in about, I don't know, 6 months, 3 months, I don't know. And we can start with considering the projects that are relevant in that moment and these categories and work with all the GNSO and see if the methodology works. But it should be also a whole new trial period, but longer and involving the whole GNSO. And then perhaps we can stabilize a certain methodology. That's my opinion.
This is Chuck. I wonder whether we really need to resolve the fundamental question that you raise, Ken, regarding whether our focus should be on, you know, the broader involvement of community resources in prioritization instead of just staff, primarily staff resources. And I don't know if it helps us or not, but there is one very, very major implementation project going on right now, and that is the introduction of new GTLDs. It's been going on for a couple years already. It is involving the community in the sense from a public comment point of view, and a lot of that. But it's not a project in the same sense for the community as it was when it was in the PDP process. So I think we need to ask that question. Okay, if it's primarily being driven by staff, we clearly have to, I mean, staff resources have to be prioritized as well. Is that up to the GNSO Council? Is that up to the to staff themselves or some combination? I don't know what the answers are, but I think that's the crux of what we're dealing with here.
This is Ken. The where I think this impinges on our work is when we take a project that's among the 15 and we ask a question about resource needed or resource consumption, we have to provide the raters, whoever they are, some kind of demarcation, some kind of definition as to what the beginnings and ends look like, right? So if it happened to be that new GTLDs was on the list, it's not, but if it were on the project list, you know, would we be considering all the costs until we finally implement GTLDs, and then how far past that even? Or would we say, no, when the recommendation is made and the board gets it, the project is over? If we decide to take another project up later, that's a different issue.
Tim, I?
Sure.
When I made my project management course many, many years ago, one of the main things I learned is that we should define very carefully what is the beginning and the end of a project, what marks the beginning and the end. So I think in the last call, we reached a consensus that the projects that we were dealing were not implementation projects, were recommendation projects. The end of these projects was a final recommendation approved by the council. So I think the concept of the end of a project for me it's already defined. What remains for me is the concept of the initiation of a project. How will these recommendation projects will begin? When will they be put on the list?
This is Ken.
Implementation projects is another discussion that we have postponed. I think the implementation projects are. Is a different category, a fourth category that we should appreciate. It's a more thorough and difficult discussion that we have to face it.
This is Ken. Thank you, Jamie. I'm going to summarize that because I wasn't aware we had reached consensus on that. And if we have, it's my fault, and I apologize. When I wrote the new definition for X, you'll see that I added a note beyond the definition. I didn't change the definition. I just added a note. I'll read it out loud. I thought I was being presumptuous in writing it this way, but it sounds like you think that this is where we are. The note says, for projects already in progress, please estimate only those expenditures remaining from the point of rating through to completion of the final recommendation. Prior historical slash sunk expenditures and future implementation services costs are not to be factored into this dimension. Does everybody agree that note, even if we wordsmith it some, does that capture where we think we are with respect to the boundaries and also this question about implementation, at least for now?
This is Chuck, and I think it does. I would change one word. But I think it's a comment that I submitted to our list in regard to that. I think we do need to look forward in terms of the remaining, and instead of expenditures, I would call it resources, I think, because some people, I think, are going to, when you say expenditures, are going to immediately think dollars, or you can find a different word, but I don't think expenditure is the best word there. It works. I mean, if you think of a broad definition of expenditures, it's just that too often people think of money when you use that term. So I'm there, and I submitted a comment in that regard.
Chuck suggested, and I agree with him, to change the name to resources needed instead of resource consumption.
Yeah, this is Ken. On the Adobe room in the notes area, I'm going to start capturing things that we're agreed on. So I'm going to change the x-axis to, if everybody else is okay with it, we'll change it to resources needed instead of resource consumption.
Yeah, that's good.
And we'll use the word resources versus expenditures in the note.
But what about the beginning of a project?
Fair question. Does anybody have any thoughts as to what instantiates a project to put it on the list?
Well, the basic question we have to answer there is it PDPs the only projects we consider, or are there projects that aren't PDPs, and I think the answer is it's going to be more than just PDPs. We've already illustrated that in our list of 15. Certainly, I think when the council initiates a PDP, that's one instantiation of a new project. Okay, but I don't think we can limit it to that, and all we have to do is go back to our list of projects, and we could see that all of those aren't PDPs, and yet they are places where GNSO resources are needed.
I think there are some events that instantiate the project. One of them is the PDP put in progress, but also a request from the board or request from another body of ICANN. This can also instantiate the project.
Yeah, that's right. So maybe what we do is just list some examples, not intended to be inclusive, of what can be the starting point of a project, and maybe it's council action on that event that counts, whether it be recommending a PDP, recommending that we form a joint group with the CCNSO, et cetera.
Yeah. The acceptance of a request is the event, not the request itself, but the acceptance of the request by the council.
That's good.
Ken, this is Olga. I think something that involves resources from the GNSO, which is time from counselors or the staff, should be considered a project. It could be that it involves PDP or not, but if resources are involved, are needed, in different proportions, then it should be in the list.
I'm just trying to capture some ideas here in the notes so I can go back and...
So one way to capture would be to say not just requesting a PDP or initiating a PDP, but also initiating a request for an issues report.
Also, yeah.
And then
now,
another example of something that isn't a PDP or an issues report or a working group, but is at least staff labor intensive, would be like the WHOIS studies that's being requested by the council, but at the moment is staff work.
Right. And this is Ken. We actually took that one and put it in the removed projects list. Right. So yeah. So it sounds like a significant consumption of GNSO community resources is at least a starting parameter. And some examples where that's the case is the initiation of a PDP or issues report, plus other activities or initiatives that are requested by the board or others. It may be in the final analysis the council determines whether some particular effort should be prioritized. And maybe it's a judgment call.
You have to be careful, Ken, in terms of the way you worded that. At the beginning of what you just said, you said if a substantial amount of community resources are needed, that's part of the prioritization exercise, determining whether it's substantial or not. So I don't think we can start off with that as a criterion. Did that make sense?
No, not exactly.
I agree with Chuck. I agree with Chuck. When Olga suggested, it was not clear for me that consumption is an event. What should mark the initiation or instantiation of a project should be a clear event. So I think the acceptance of a request to produce an issue from the staff, from the board, or the decision to initiate a PDP, always the authority to initiate a project should be with the council, and should be a decision by the council, the event that instantiates a project. That's my opinion.
So council action actually initiates a project. And that can vary, whether it be initiating a PDP, deciding to form a joint working group with the CCNSO, et cetera.
I would not say word is a council action, but a council decision to initiate the project.
I'm okay with that.
I agree.
This is Ken. Does the team want to have additional discussion on the front end parameter or description of what instantiates a project? Sounds like where we are at the moment is we would describe fairly loosely that a project gets on the prioritization list by action of the council based upon an event that occurs. To initiate
by decision,
council decision.
Instead of action, decision.
Yeah, and that's fine.
Yeah, it's not clear in my mind what the event is that triggers the council decision, and how we're going to make that clear. The council makes a lot of decisions. It approves minutes at the end of a meeting. That's a decision, but what differentiates that from something that would actually become prioritized?
Ken, this is Olga. Well, there are different events that can produce action by the GNSO. Sometimes it's a request from the community, a request from the board. Sometimes it's an issue that is relevant for the council, and then the council decides to start working in a small working team or drafting team because it's something that is worrying the council. There are several different reasons for starting for making a decision and starting to put resources in a certain project.
Chuck, again, another question that we need to ask is okay, I mean, there are lots of times we're going to make decisions to use some council resources, as trivial as, okay, we need to review the minutes and approve them. So do we want to put some sort of a time constraint on it to involve community resources over a period of time of at least a month or a quarter, or I don't know. Just another thought, another question that came to my head.
This is Olga. Chuck, wouldn't this be reflected in the X and Y axis value?
Yeah, you're right to an extent. What I'm trying to do is differentiate. I mean, just about everything we do, you know, when we say, okay, everybody, you know, send this report to your constituencies and stakeholder groups and get feedback, we're asking for the use of community resources when we do that, and I'm trying to differentiate between that type of a decision versus a decision that involves a little bit more. So you're absolutely right, Olga, and I'm not sure quite how to cover what I'm doing while at the same time not overlapping with what the prioritization exercise does itself, and your point's well taken.
Well, this is Jamie. I think we are proposing to the council for the first time a project-driven approach. So from now on, in order to prioritize the work needed, a project will be something that would be an entity that is from now on present, and it wasn't. So decisions by the council referring to projects should be made more clear and more formally. You know, it's kind of formally referring the initiation of a project from now on. And but I still don't have an answer to say, well, what is then a project? It initiates with a council decision that were from request from something, but. And this decision should be formal to the initiation of a project. But
this is Chuck. Let me make a suggestion. What if we were to say that a project is initiated when the council makes a decision to commit GNSO and/or community resources to an effort? So in the case of, for example, the GO Regions Working Group, we made a decision to commit a couple volunteers to work with the other groups in the community to respond to a board request on that particular issue. In the case of the in the case of a PDP, we make a decision to initiate a PDP, which means to form a working group, and so we're making a decision to commit to community resources and GNSO resources to do the PDP, et cetera. Does it need to be more complicated than that?
This is Ken. May I make a suggestion?
Yeah.
I've captured, pardon me, some of these notes, and we're going. Maybe we can put this on the list. Take this issue up and continue to refine it via the email list. I'll try to phrase up some material that would go into this X definition to constrain it both on the front end and the back end, as I've already done, and making the changes that have already been recommended. And then, you know, why don't we can kick this around on the list some more and see if we can polish it up.
I'm fine with that. At whatever point you think is appropriate, I'd like to come back to the broader question then of implementation projects, because something that Jamie said a few minutes ago gave me an idea that I'd at least like to toss out.
Yeah, sure. Is everybody okay with continuing the parameterization, if that's the right term, of the project, how it gets on and how it gets off, we can just continue refining that. I mean, I think we generally understand that there's some kind of council decision that starts the process, and there is a final report recommendation that ends it, at least for the project we're considering at this stage of the game in this WPM work process model activity. If that's okay, then you know, I'll take the responsibility for summarizing and posting something to the list that we can continue to work on.
And something that we could do, perhaps, I don't know if now or in between us, we can go through our present list and review how this project started. Then we can see we have a sample of how did they become projects, active projects.
Yeah, I see, Olga. This is Ken. just infer from the existing projects the rule that was used to create them.
Oh, yes. It's just a sample. Yeah, that was the idea.
I'll take a look at that and maybe ask Liz for her recollection. We'll see if we can infer the rule that might have that might pertain to all the 15 that we currently consider, to see if we can make that a little bit tighter. Okay, well, I'll take that responsibility then, and we'll continue that discussion so we can move on to other things today. The next one that I wrote down, Chuck, following your point, was I put a note here, implementation-only projects are postponed to some future date and are not part of this WPM activity. Now, I just literally wrote what I thought I heard Jamie say, that we had already decided, but why don't we let's see if we all agree that is, in fact, the case.
Well, I don't recall that we ever agreed on that, but let me just to jump right to my point is to a suggestion that I thought of in response to some of the things that Jamie had said. First of all, in Table 2, what we now call removed projects, and I just thought of this just right now, I think we ought to call them not included projects rather than removed. And that'll make more sense, I think, when I make my suggestions, and it probably applies whether you accept my suggestion or not. And with regard to implementation projects, they're unique in a couple ways, at least a couple ways. Number one, from a direct involvement point of view, they primarily involve staff, not community resources. Number two, our prioritization scheme it doesn't apply in the same sense for implementation projects. First of all, the value axis is probably the same as it would have been on the recommendations project. I think that's a fairly fair assumption to make. So the two axes we have, one of them probably stays the same. If it was a high priority for recommendations, it's probably going to be a high priority for implementation. Now, costs will vary a lot. Now, the third point I want to make there in leading up to my suggestion is that at the same time, we need to, whenever we're doing the prioritization exercise, keep in mind the implementation projects that are ongoing because they're part of the bigger picture, the whole picture. And so we need to keep those in front of us. So my suggestion that I'm throwing out right now, and I just thought of it during this call, so it may not be very good, but I'll at least get things started, is that in Table 2 where we have not included projects, we add a new category that we, I don't know what we want to call it in terms of category because I doesn't work, but implementation projects as a fourth category to keep them in front of us, and that we always, when we're looking at priorities, whereas we don't necessarily include them as the list of projects in the table, the 15 that we have right now, that we always solicit staff input regarding implementation projects that are ongoing or anticipated that will affect the availability of resources on other things that we're prioritizing. Any of that make sense?
That's for me.
can, Jamie, you have your hand up. Is that from before, or do you want to talk now? Or, oh, he's not. I think he needs to be called. Gisela, are you on the call?
Can Jamie just dropped off their dialing out to him.
Okay, super. Thank you.
It's been literally 2 minutes.
Okay, no problem. You now back, Jamie?
He's there. He's on. He's back again.
Okay.
Yeah, thank you.
Okay, super. Did you have a comment on? Did you hear Chuck's comment?
No. But, never mind. I just read here the items 3 and new category implementation. I agree with the new category.
Yeah, so this is Ken. So that's Chuck's comment essentially was, why don't maybe we, instead, in addition to changing the table nomenclature, we would also add another letter. We'll have to, I'll fool around with this. Maybe I'll change community and active to C or something, and we'll figure something out there, but add essentially another category for implementation-only projects, right, or implementation projects. And the idea is that they wouldn't become prioritized as part of the top list, table one, but they would remain in plain view.
Yes, okay. Okay, I agree with that.
Is that essentially what you were trying to say, Chuck?
Yeah, that's good.
Okay, so then is it true that implementation-only projects are not ones that would become part of the prioritization exercise now or in the future, or just for now?
I think it's just for now, because we should pose this question to the whole council.
Yeah, we must make that.
Okay.
Yes.
Is there any other discussion on that? What I've captured here essentially is change the table, and then we'll create a new category. At the moment, I'm not sure where we will get this other list of projects from, the implementation projects. Liz, is that something that you have at the top of your head, or you could identify, or Chuck or somebody?
They're on our action table, are they not, Liz? You know, the one that we update for every council meeting. You know, we've got, there's some that have been hanging out there for a long time, like, for example, IRTP-A.
No, I took that off, because, and I moved the one outstanding item. See, we haven't been doing that. We've been closing them.
Or when the, we're not supposed to close them until they're done.
Right, when the implementation is complete.
So it's no longer an implementation project if it's done.
Trying to think. I think we were closing them. Well, we can do it any way we like. I don't think we have any. Do we have any implementation?
No, the new GTLDs is certainly one right now. Now, what we've done on that action list is we've broken that down into subsets of the total implementation project.
What I thought we've done is actually just, we haven't had new, I didn't think we had new GTLDs up there sort of permanently. I thought we had it up there when there were work projects assigned to the GMSO in the, for example, the IRT task was added, and the special trademark issues task was added, but I don't think, for example, that we had a sort of ongoing placeholder for new GTLDs separate from tasking to the council.
Well, I agree with you, and it wouldn't have made sense because of the huge nature of that project.
Right.
So that's true. But I'm just looking at the list now.
Yeah, I am too. I don't know that we have anything else. I mean, all of the
So did IRTPA get implemented finally?
There was one remaining item from it, which, yes, it got completely implemented by the services team. There was one remaining item, which was to look at WHOIS for the purpose of transferring account information, update to WHOIS, which, and that task got moved to the WHOIS service requirements inventory, so that it didn't just remain in perpetuity holding up completion of the IRTTA, which was otherwise complete. So that's how we picked that item up. If you, see, I think it's even, this includes recommendation from IRTTA to consider IRIS for exchange of registrant email addresses.
Yeah,
so that's
okay.
How we dealt with it there.
And we don't need to worry about that list right now.
I understand.
But, yeah.
I don't see anything else. I mean, in a way, the GNSO improvements are implementation because the board approved the improvements package.
We already have those listed as projects, so.
But they certainly are ongoing active projects by us.
And those are really more than just what we typically call implementation projects.
Right.
Or they're quite different in that sense, but.
You know, the toolkit of services is another example, I guess, where it's been approved by the council. It doesn't require board approval, and but now staff is implementing next steps.
Yeah, there's a good example of an implementation project, isn't it?
It's probably the only one right now.
Yeah, other than the new GTLD ones, the
right.
Subset those, yeah.
Right. So maybe this isn't a big issue, really.
No, but it is one we need to keep in front of us because it is part of the bigger picture when we're doing prioritization.
Can I share some thoughts I was having when I was listening to your conversation with Liz, Chuck, and I thought that implementation projects will use mainly staff resources, and staff work isn't something to be prioritized by the GNSO Council because the staff serves many other bodies of ICANN, and so I don't think if we should be prioritizing staff work. It's just a thought.
I agree with that, and that's what I meant when I tried to say that the what we need really is staff input regarding their availability when we're prioritizing something. You know, if we're going to make a decision to devote resources and it involves a staff support, we need to understand how thin they are spread at the moment on other activities when we do that. So it's not us prioritizing them, but rather it is us being aware of their availability to give the support we're going to need if we do initiate something.
And I think also to have our input on what the likely work associated with that is to the degree that we would have insights about the magnitude.
Sure.
This is Ken. It sounds like we've reached a bit of a consensus there that we will in fact add a couple of projects to the table two that will be implementation, and we'll have a coding system for that. Otherwise, they will not be part of this continuing prioritization exercise. Is that a fair summary?
Yeah, and I think that we may need to think more about the whole idea of how we deal with the new GTLD implementation, because on the one hand, there are the sub-projects that make that up, but there is the overall PDP implementation, the recommendations that the board approves. I don't have an answer on how to deal with the broader project, but it's consuming huge amounts of staff resources and in community reaction to things that staff does.
This is Jamie. I would like just to remember that this issue came about when we were talking about the communications steering. The making a new web page for the GNSO and this kind of things, this implementation of the communication scheme. And this was the concern we had.
Mm-hmm. And that's another good example, actually, of we need to keep be aware that, and that one's probably not too far from coming up to the council. And so I think that'll be another implementation project that'll be added to that special, you know, the not included table.
Okay.
I've noted that. This is Ken. Perhaps we don't have much time. I was wondering, maybe we could knock one more agenda item out, which has to do with the model and the definitions for X and Y. I proposed in my email, we already discussed X a bit and decided that we were going to take that up on the list to continue to refine that. But on the Y, is everybody okay with the change I made to the Y value definition? In essence, I just said this dimension relates to perceptions of overall value and benefit to the following communities, and then in order, one, the GNSO, two, the global Internet community, and three, ICANN stakeholders. Does that capture where we were with the intention to make sure that the GNSO in particular was a part of the focus of that value-benefit equation?
Ken? Sorry, Ken, this is Olga.
Okay, Olga first.
Thank you. One question. What does the 1, 2, 3 would mean in this definition? Are they, the three of them, in the same level of relevance, or it's one, the most relevant, and then the 2 and 3 could make an influence in the first one?
Notice that it says and.
No. That's...
Is that significant? I think it might be helpful if it is.
It does say and. One thing we could do is get rid of the numbers, right? We could just say the following communities and just put the GNSO, semicolon, the global Internet community, semicolon, and ICANN stakeholders. If the numbering is causing interpretation, it was implied to be the hierarchy, but... that was only in my mind. I don't think it's obvious by any necessarily reading it.
I would make a suggestion. Oh, sorry, Jamie, you want to talk? Please go ahead.
It's because this numbering it was suggested by me first, and in a sense of priority, yes, more important. And it was, and I remember that I had this discussion with Chuck by through the list. I always thought of the part being less important than the whole. So the global Internet community for me would come first. I can stakeholders second, and GNSO in the third place. Along our prioritization and rating exercise, many times Chuck brought about the difficulty to the GNSO to rate overall internet community interest, and so it was more easy or more objective to measure GNSO interests, but I don't still I'm not comfortable with this inversion of the priority I proposed.
So you're assuming there's order to these.
I was assuming at first. And it was not this order, but I don't have it was just a thought that the whole comes before than the parts, and it's a philosophical thinking, not something that has an interest involved. And I think it's easier to measure GNSO interest, but it's not this that should justify to put GNSO interest ahead of global internet community interest.
This is Ken. If I might just make an interject comment, and I'm just trying to recall back the discussions we had during the value, the y-axis value benefit discussions, and some of what actually happened in the discussion was that there were certain projects that had very little benefit to the GNSO, and as a result, they carried, by group consensus, right, by collaborative Delphi discussion, they ended up carrying a lower value rating. And so maybe the mistake I've made here is perhaps following Jamie's philosophic approach, we should either go big to little or we should go little to big, in which case we might say that the community should go GNSO, comma, ICANN stakeholders, comma, the global internet community. And in which case, that helps a lot, doesn't it, with respect to looking at a project and determining its value. If it doesn't have any value to the GNSO or ICANN stakeholders or has limited value, it would get a lower rating, even if it might be beneficial to the wider internet community.
I would suggest a text.
I'm sorry, I missed that. I just can't. I'm sorry.
I would suggest a text for the this part of the definition. I would say overall value for the GNSO, considering the global internet community and ICANN stakeholders. I think that we have to look at our work and, of course, not forgetting what is relevant for the whole community, but we are doing this for our good use.
That seems like a pretty good suggestion. Does that sound good to you, Jamie?
That's okay. It's okay.
This is Ken. I'll go back and listen to that again, Olga. I'll try.
I can repeat it.
Oh, okay.
It's the Y definition, Y value benefit. This dimension relates to the perceptions of overall value and benefit for the GNSO and considering the global internet community and ICANN stakeholders.
Got it. Thank you. What I'll do then is I'll polish that, circulate it along with the X, and we'll work the X and Y definitions one more time through the list and see if we can get a consensus on a final definition. And I think we're out of time, and that might be all we can get done today. Olga, unless some people want to hang around and do more.
No, I think it's okay.
All right, so what we've done is we finished the first three of five of the agenda items. Well, actually, that's not entirely true. I added another item, which I can certainly move. This has to do with whether or not different parties should rate the X and Y dimensions, which is something I raised in the notes following our last discussion. We won't have time, I don't think, to take that up today, but perhaps in our next meeting we can start with that, and then we can continue on with the other agenda items. In particular, this whole discussion around individual versus group ratings and whether we want to do any more testing and go back and try to do smaller groups, we can take all that up in our next meeting.
And just throw out one question in that regard. As I read that one earlier this morning, the question that popped into my mind, and I don't want us to talk about it now, was how would you even do that? It seems like it might overcomplicate things, and we're trying to keep it simple. But anyway, maybe we can talk about that on the list.
Okay.
So if you could maybe share some thoughts as to how you might think that might happen on the list, that would be good preparation for when we pick this up next time.
I'll give that.
I don't know if you just a little final comment. I don't know if you read my comment in the email, but I don't think we should do the ratings in the small groups again. We could test, and I think we should test the small group approach, but in the next step that would be, and I understood that it's missing in your mind map, the step that consolidates in one dimension, one priority list, that the work that we've done with X, Y in mind, we should have a one-dimensional priority. So, and this is something that I think it's not on your a step that should be, that could be done in the small groups.
I'm just a parting comment. I'm becoming less convinced that the small groups of two or three are going to work for us or for the council, but we can talk about that on the list.
This is Ken. I heard Janie making also a slightly different point, and that is it is going to be covered, if not in our next meeting, in the one after that, which is step six of our original process, which is, now that we've got this X, Y all developed, right, and we've got all the projects plotted, I actually didn't have time to show that today, but I have it here. The question then becomes, let me just bring it up real quick. This would be the summary here. So I wanted to show you, and I put it on the list. So here's the picture of the Delphi scores that came out of both X and Y, and here's where all the projects end up in their quadrants. The question we haven't asked ourselves yet, but it is on the original list, it was step six of our original process, is now that we've got these things in these buckets, what do you do next? How do you generate a prioritization list from that, or do you? And if so, how? And so that I think is something we are going to take up, and if I didn't put it in my mapping, I will.
Yeah, good point.
Is that accurate? Is that where you were coming from, Jamie?
Yeah, and I think we should not. I have my concerns also, my doubts about the feasibility of the small groups. But I think even though we should try, even to reject it, we should try it, but not doing what has been done already. We could try the small group approach in the next step. I would suggest in the sixth step.
And we can certainly take that up at the next discussion. Great. Well, I think that we've done pretty well. We've confirmed a few things, and I'll try to summarize that in my next email, and we'll get the X and Y definitions going. And we've made some project decisions, and we added a new category. So I think that this is productive to go back and look at it again, because obviously we are making changes and we're continuing to improve it. So hopefully we can do. Should we try another session next week, Olga? Do you think?
Yes, no problem with me.
I'm on holiday.
Okay.
No problem. I'm in holiday.
Perhaps, Gisela, we can shoot for something Tuesday, Wednesday, another doodle, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, and see if we can come up with a time.
Absolutely.
Okay, that'll be great. And anything else that we need to talk about?
The only day I want to be available is Thursday, Thursday afternoon and Friday.
I'll try for Tuesday, Wednesday. It gives us enough time to get it planned if we all respond by tomorrow evening close of play.
Great.
Thank you.
Thanks, everybody.
I'll turn this over. Olga, to close.
Yeah, thank you.
Enjoy
everybody.
Your holiday,
thank
Tom.
You very much, Ken.
Okay.
Did you say something?
Sorry, I just said enjoy your holiday, Chuck.
Oh, you
did. Oh, thanks.
Yeah, thanks for making time for us.
Thank you, everyone. Bye-bye.
Take care.
Bye.